Hello, ni hao. How is everybody? Welcome to What's the Chinese Tea Season 2. Yes, guys, we've made it to Season 2. I've actually been able to muster up the courage and record for you beautiful people. I am your host, your favorite Congolese Tantine Sammy. It's been a minute, not gonna lie. It's been a long time since I've sat in a booth with headphones and my computer and recorded an episode for this podcast. A lot has transpired this year. And when I closed out Season 1, I had anticipated on kind of taking a month break and just kind of jumping right back into things. But life happened. And so I just was like, you know what? I need to take some time to myself. I need to take the space to be able to recalibrate my brain and be able to be the best host I can be for you guys. Because without the support of my tea drinkers, I would not be able to continue the podcast. I love your messages that you all send me. You know, when are we coming back? When are we getting an episode? We've missed you and things like that. And those messages definitely mean a lot to me. So, you know, thank you guys for supporting the podcast for sure. I really appreciate every time you all listen and you all, you know, share and you discuss amongst the friends and family. I appreciate that. It means a lot. It means a whirlwind of a lot. So thank you again. And let's just jump right into the episode. I'm going to make this episode, it's my intro episode, rather short. So for you all to get kind of a snippet in what Season 2 will look like. So, but this episode is just merely to play catch up. Let's drink some tea. Let's sip and let's talk. What's going on? What's going on in Sammy's world? Where is she? ¿Dónde estás? Like, ¿tai nali? Like, where are we? You know? So, and what's going on? So let's start with, I am still in the United States for another 2.5 weeks, and then I will be going back to China. Thank you, God. Yes, I'm finally going back after being here for almost 7 months, which has been an interesting, tumultuous 7 months. You know, this year has been, 2020 has been rough for everybody. Whether you dealt with it or not, it's been rough. And I think that we need to exercise a little grace for everyone, because it's been difficult. It's been difficult emotionally. It's been difficult mentally. Even for some, it's been difficult financially. So, you know, let's exercise grace in that sense. But I've been working. I work for the state of Indiana. And so I've been working and, you know, I've been just doing that just to supplement income. Obviously, it's not, you know, what I would like to do, but it's just something to supplement income. I've been finishing up grad school. I will be done next March. I will be done with graduate school. So thank you, Lord. That has been tumultuous. What else has happened to me in the last? I turned 30. Woo! I crossed over into a new decade, September 19th, and that in and of itself was a very special moment for me. And shout out to the friends who came and, you know, showed me some love that weekend. I really, really appreciate it. It means a lot. But yes, I turned 30, and that was a very interesting month leading up to turning 30. You know, I just, I expect it to be like this whole light bulb goes off and it's like, you're 30. As much as I've been saying I'm turning 30 for months prior, now that I'm actually 30, I'm like, oh yeah, I am 30, you know? So that's in and of itself, that's a whole nother conversation. So I turned 30. I moved from Indiana and I'm in the South and I've been just kicking it here for a little bit, still working. And now I'm going towards the tail end of my stay here. So I'm just focusing on wrapping things up, cleaning, laundry, packing, and just making sure I have everything, because it is going to be a good while before I step foot back onto the soil. Because, yeah, I'm not going to make it political, even though I'm a political scientist, a political science graduate. I'm not going to make it that, because you guys come here for the fun stuff, right? You guys come here for the fun tea and, you know, whatnot. But yes, when you guys heard from me last, we didn't know when the borders were going to open up. We didn't know. It was very unknown. It was uncertain. There was a lot of speculation that for sure come October, people will be able to return. So how this ended up going down was sometime in August, my school started preparing paperwork to be able to have me return, because China had said, you know, you have to apply for a new visa and things of that nature. And so, and that would be an episode I will definitely have. I will talk to you about my process and things like that and what I needed to do. So we ended up filling out my paperwork, and literally I went to bed one night, and it was business as usual. Nothing was going on, and you know, whatever. My school told me, oh, we submitted your paperwork, da 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 da, it should take a couple of weeks. So with this letter called the PU letter, is like an invitation letter. And so it's saying to the consulate or the embassy, like, hey, we are inviting such and such to come and work. So we had anticipated on me going back on this letter in November. That was the plan. So I was like, all right, cool. Went to bed, business as usual. I woke up the very next day to my phone just going haywire, and remember being like, what is going on? This can't be good. It could be a good thing, the borders opened up, or it could be a bad thing. It's like, it's going to be probably until next year before anybody can be able to come back. Especially, they had started allowing citizens from other countries into China. America had not been on that list as of yet. So every day it was just a random update. You know, we added 8 countries. One day we added 6. One day we added 10. And we just knew it was going to be a while before America got on that list, because America showed their complete ass and didn't handle COVID that great. And so people are just like, we're not having that. Your blue little passport don't mean anything, does not mean anything. And so I had already envisioned it would pop in my head either November, the very earliest, or like next year, like January after Chinese New Year. So I was like, man, whatever. I went to bed. I woke up. My boss, my school, a whole bunch of other people. Did you see the news? Did you see the news? And I'm just like, what in my head? What did Donald Trump done say? What did he say now? What did this clown say? And it was, oh, China has opened their borders for the following 3 categories, regardless of nationality. And it was like, oh, it's reunification visas. So people who have been separated from their families for this long are allowed to return. People who are working can return based off of if you obviously have a valid resident permit. And I don't remember the 3rd one. It's not students. I think students just got allowed back in as of today, international students. So I was like, holy cow. I was like, yo, I was like, yes. I was like, China opened its borders. Thank you, goodness. Yes, yes, yes. But then I literally a couple of hours later, I get a phone call from my boss, and she tells me, it doesn't matter now, but I got your PU letter, which was the invitation letter we had been waiting for. And I was like, oh, wow. That's literally the same day I got the news about the border opening is the same day I got the invitation letter. So I was like, I don't need it now, because now it's as long as your permit is valid after the 28th of September, you're good. My permit doesn't expire until next, I think, February or March. So my boss is asking, when can you come back? And in my head, I'm like, ASAP, not really understanding that these people literally take things very literal. She's like, well, can you come on the 30th? I was like, of October? Absolutely. That would give me a month to put in my notice and clean up shop, blah, blah, blah. She's like, no, as of September. And I said, no, ma'am. No, ma'am. No, 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 no. I cannot come on a 2-day notice. Are you crazy? Nishi bingma, like, which is, are you crazy in Mandarin, by the way. That's your Chinese word of the day. Or your Chinese phrase of the day. Nishi bingma, are you crazy? And we ended up settling on a date that worked for me. And, you know, the flights were cheap. Shout out to my school for paying for my flight because, you know, I'm a new teacher. So that's awesome. So it worked out. We settled on a date. So it's literally in 2 weeks, I will be packing it up and going to China, back to China. I'll be in a city called Chengdu first, because the way China has structured it, only certain cities are receiving international flights, Chengdu being one of them. And you have to quarantine for 2 weeks in that city that you land in. Chengdu is not even the city I'm going to actually be living and working in. Chengdu is the city that I land in. I have to quarantine for 2 weeks, produce negative COVID results. From there, I have to then fly to Chongqing, which is literally, it's like for my Americans, it's like going from Columbus to Cincinnati. That's like Chengdu to Chongqing, very close. And it's a bullet train right away. So from after my 2-week quarantine, I will go ahead and go to Chongqing, get into my new place, settle. And then I have to fly back to Yan'an. Yan'an is the city I was originally working and living in, because when I left for China, I was not anticipating on getting stuck here for these many months. So I still have an entire apartment with all of my belongings, like all of my really good stuff there. So I have to go and empty that apartment, come back, you know, restructure my new apartment, and then start work. So I'm in for the next like month and a half. I'm in for like madness, craziness. And you guys know me, I'm type A. I'm a control freak. I have to have a list for everything. I have to have a to-do list. I have to see it visually. It just has to make sense for me. So it's going to be a lot to process for the next like month and a half. I'm just going to be like, but the best part of going back to China is, you guys know the obvious, I get to see my honey bunny. You guys, if you guys only knew, I haven't seen him since January when he moved to the city that we're both going to be living in. So granted, we talk every single day, 2-3 times a day. But it's going to be definitely very exciting to see him again. And he's actually going to be on an episode with me. That's going to be a lot of fun. So if you guys have questions and you guys want to know the tea on that, definitely DM me and I got you. But yeah, no, this episode was just kind of like a kiki catch up. Let's catch up what's going on. And, you know, I'm hopeful that the last quarter of 2020 is gracious to everybody, not just myself, but for everyone, and that everyone can just close, even though we've had a crappy year. And, you know, there's been a lot of unknowns and uncertainties and things of that nature. I just hope the last quarter is very generous to us, that we can kind of use that as a launching pad to go into 2021. Because look, 2021 is like around the corner. It's peeping its little head, you know. So hopefully that this quarter ends well for everyone and it's a launching pad into a great 2021. I'm hopeful. I'm optimistic, but you know, that's all I can say about that. But anyways, thank you all for tuning in to the first episode of season 2. If you guys want to catch me and catch up with me, check out my Instagram, my Twitter at chic_CocoBell. That is chic_CocoBell, CocoBelle. And, you know, if you guys have questions or episode ideas that you all want to know, or you would like me to do, or you have a guest you want on here, please tell me, DM me. I'm always looking for suggestions, and you guys always give me great ideas and suggestions. So that is very appreciative. But on that note, I will see you guys in the next episode. Until then, keep sipping some tea.